American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Florida is preparing for a hit from Hurricane Helene. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is to reach Category 4 status before landfall tomorrow evening in the Big Bend of Florida. Winds are forecast to be 130 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
And for those in the path, unfortunately, that means catastrophic wind impact. So let's call out a few cities that are in the path here. Tallahassee, unfortunately, you're going to be right in the path of these catastrophic winds. Valdosta, Georgia, Albany, even all the way up to Warner Robins in southern Georgia. Get a sense of just how far inland those hurricane force winds are going to extend.
A catastrophic and deadly storm surge is likely along portions of the Florida Big Bend coast, where inundation could reach as high as 20 feet above ground level. Flooding will also be a problem in the southeast U.S. Communities in Georgia are preparing for potentially devastating weather as Helene moves closer to the U.S. Chris Stallings, the director of Georgia Emergency Management and Homeland Security, outlined the conditions expected to impact Georgia.
Tropical storm winds are expected to extend all the way through Georgia up to the Tennessee line and possibly further.
The House passed a temporary measure to keep the government funded when the new fiscal year begins. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted the extension expires in December and that he will not support a catch-all bill.
We are not going to return to the Christmas omnibus spending tradition, and that's a commitment I've made to everyone.
The resolution passed 341 to 82. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Pittsburgh today to talk about the economy and manufacturing.
So for the last century, the United States of America has been a beacon around the world. And as your vice president now for almost 4 years, I've been traveling the world, meeting with world leaders, meeting with foreign leaders, meeting with business people in various countries with which we have partnership. And I will tell you, America remains a beacon for what it means to inspire and invest in innovation.
Former President Donald Trump appeared at a manufacturing facility in Mint Hill, North Carolina today. The left continues its quest to turn Texas blue. Former Texas Democrat gubernatorial candidate, U.S. Senate candidate, and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke and second gentleman Doug Emhoff recently raised at least $1 million at an Austin fundraiser for the Harris campaign and touted voter registration momentum, according to the Texas Tribune. After eating at Whataburger, a state favorite with O'Rourke, Emhoff criticized GOP voting laws and urged Texans not to let anyone prevent you from registering and from voting. Hardly a day goes by without a news story about human trafficking, but make no mistake, it's not just in big cities or foreign countries. Here's a report from AFN's Chris Woodward.
Marcel Vanderwaat of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says trafficking is far more prevalent than most people imagine.
It really comes down to the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. And every year, millions of men, women, and children are trafficked worldwide, including here in the United States. And it can happen in any community, and victims can be any age, race, gender, or nationality.
Vanderwaat says traffickers use different methods, from violence to manipulation and false promises of well-paying jobs or even romantic relationships. The good news? Awareness has increased, but there is much to be done in the way of combating human trafficking.
Some numbers go as low as less than 1% of human trafficking victims out there are identified.
Vanderwaat recommends governments hold the demand side accountable. In other words, if there are no buyers, there is no business. I'm Chris Woodward.
And that is a wrap on news for this hour. We invite you to visit AFN.net, and you can find a whole lot more there. You can also download the AFN app for your mobile device. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.